Well, Josh, so near but so far, but what a fantastic cup run and what a brilliant effort again tonight.
Yeah, yeah, obviously the boys are absolutely gutted. I think we left it all out there, did as best as we possibly could. I think we're all disappointed with a goal to concede so early on. You know, we tried to make a point of, you know, not staying solid and not conceding first sort of 20-25 minutes, sort of feeling our way into the game, but look, we've left it all out there. I think everyone can see that. And, you know, we've just got to take our focus back to the league now and try and push on and kick on from there.
It's a difficult one to defend against, though, isn't it? Because it's taken a ricochet as well and come across the box and it's just landed on a plate for him. Nine times out of ten, it deflects a different way and it's a different story.
Yeah, look, it's one of those goals. We're more disappointed with the sort of the build-up to it and, you know, how it's got there in the first place. But, look, it's, like you say, 9 out of 10 times it might, you know, go the other way and, you know, it falls to our player and we clear it, but it didn't, did it? Didn't, unfortunately, and, you know, we have to take it on the chin and sort of move on from there. But it is, you know, it is what it is, mate, and we'll just try and move on from there.
As a defender, you want clean sheets, and yes, you've been kicked out of the cup, but 180 minutes against a Football League side to only concede once, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It is, and I think we look at it and it's, you know, obviously they're always going to have the chances given the sort of the league status and the players they've got, the full-time status, and, you know, us boys turning up from work. But, you know, to look at it and say that it's our mistake that's ultimately led to it, you know, that's the disappointing thing. But I think there's so many positives we can take from it. You know, the gaffer's just spoke to us in there about a lot of the positives that we can take from it. You know, we've just got to try and focus on them, learn from our mistakes, and, you know, like I say, you know, kick on in the league and try and make some noise in there.
And what occasion it was, the travelling fans in great voice, it was a good performance overall, yeah. And a different sort of stadium, different atmosphere. What was it like tonight?
No, I mean, look, the stadium's spot on, isn't it, to be fair. It's not, you know, we don't play in stadiums like this week in, week out, so it's always nice when, you know, when we get the chance to. Some of the boys have, you know, made a career from it. Some of the boys, it's the first time playing in a stadium like this, in a crowd like this. But, I mean, massive credit to our fans that came. You know, you could hear them all the way through, staying till the end. When we sort of went across, you know, they were absolutely spot on. We can't ask any more of them, and hopefully that, you know, they saw the effort that we gave, and you know, we're happy with the tie overall. I know we didn't get the result that we all wanted, including, you know, as players, obviously, but, you know, we left it all out there.
What's it like in the dressing room now?
Like I say, we're all obviously gutted, mate, as you'd expect, you know, gutted, but, you know, as the gaffer always says, our focus now has got to go to Saturday and the next game. And, you know, knowing us boys, we'll, you know, we'll try and bounce back, we'll try and get a result and sort of put a run together like we've been known to do before, and try and push on from there.
Unlucky tonight.
Cheers.